You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I am here with Cassandra Skipitis from The Rose and artist Brittany Tharp. And we are talking about cocktails and creatives. It's the 7th annual Cocktails and Creatives Holiday Shopping Night coming up Wednesday, December 12th from 6 to 10 p.m. at The Rose. And I'm excited to talk to both of you. Cassandra, you organized this event, and Brittany, you'll be participating. Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
Cassandra, who are the artists this year? How many have you got?
So we have about 27 artists signed up. Yeah, totally. I usually take about 30. And so, you know, sometimes we have some last minute people that come through. So you can expect to have about somewhere between 27 and 30 local artists.
That's so exciting.
Yeah,
and
it's
really
fun.
You fill up that whole kind of lobby area, is that right?
Yeah, so we do the Rose Lobby and then the lobby to the theater, and we've kind of grown over the past couple years, so now we've kind of spilled into the actual bar, the Rose. So yeah, it's like three rooms full of artists and full of awesome stuff and holiday shopping.
And what kinds of works? I know there'll be a diversity of things available.
We have a lot of jewelers, and then we also have, well, we have Brittany, who makes these really awesome handmade hats.
Well, let's segue to Brittany right now. So, Brittany, these hats are amazing.
I was telling you
earlier, I thought, like, I could totally see them on some hip hop artist. But let's describe the hats first for people.
My hats that I create are repurposed from either clothing from thrift stores or things that I've, like, outsourced through, like, fabric stores or what have you. And what I do is I take a blank and I recover it to any design.
Let's clarify, like a blank baseball cap.
A blank baseball cap. And what I use is actually a snapback. So that's like your main trucker hat, a flat bill. They're easier to work with. They're adjustable so you can fit multiple sizes of head. And then what else I do is I just glam them out to people's personalities, sports fans. I've done a lot of Raider hats, which are really fun. Raider Nations is pretty crazy, and I can go all out. And then anything from festivals, just going out of the town. I can do simple ones as well if you don't want bullying or the elaborate things that go into it. So yeah, I have a lot of fun with it.
So these caps are the ones that Brittany brought into the studio. Do have some bling. There's some nice gold trim. There are some jewels on them. There's a really like gorgeous red kind of brocade. They're very festive and funky and cool. Cassandra, who are some other artists that you'll have?
So somebody I'm really excited about is a local company called Bare Root Bitters. And it's run by three of their actual friends of mine for a while. And I didn't even realize this until the other day when I was talking to Anthony Martino, who's one of the founders. And he was like, oh, well, you know, our company actually started because of Cocktails and Creatives last year. And I guess we were kind of talking about the event and they were like, man, we really want to sell something. And so they came up with the idea of Bitters. And then his business partner, Katie Schneeberg, was like, oh, I'll put together like some cute little bottles and we should go forage for stuff. And then Anthony just drew up the logo and they are in the whole grocer now. They're in most of the bars. Local has a cocktail with their bitters in it. And so this like all came to fruition just because they wanted to have a booth in the event. So that's so awesome, incredible. And they're doing really well. They're delivering, like he was doing all the deliveries last weekend. So yeah, I was like, that's incredible. Like made me just feel so happy. I was like, oh my God, I love it.
That is a great story. So yes, you can help launch artist and artisan careers by attending Cocktails and Creatives. If you're just joining me, I am talking with Cassandra Skipitis from The Rose and artist Brittany Tharp. And let's talk a little bit about the history. This is the 7th annual Cocktails and Creatives. Am I right in remembering Lindsay McCandless started it?
Yeah, so Lindsay McCandless started it 7 years ago. And then I took over for her. This will be my 5th year coordinating the event.
Are you an artist?
I am an artist.
Are you going to have stuff in the show?
I'm not. You know, I haven't really produced much of my own art, but I am the art curator also for The Rose, and I'm a youth art instructor for the Art Association and also for partners. So I kind of have my hand in the art culture here, but I gotta get back into making my own art.
That's cool. Yeah. And will Lindsay be participating? I know she's got her cool skulls that she's doing.
She's not, but she always attends the event and it's fun. And that's a really cool thing about this event too, that I think people really enjoy, is that it is one of the holiday shopping events, but it it really has turned into quite a social event. And I think because it's in a bar and you can grab a glass of wine or a cocktail and walk around, and it's like you come to shop, but you also come because you run into so many people, and it's like that fun holiday event where you kind of get to see people that you don't see all the time.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's what I was thinking about, is that this is definitely an event where you can see how supporting artists is also a way of building community, or vice versa, artists help bring community together.
Totally.
So, and do you want to offer your thoughts on why support local artists?
I definitely feel that supporting your local artists not only help you grow, but them grow as well. I personally have been a closet artist the last 3 years. Like I said, I've been doing the cocktails and creatives for 3 years, and I've just opened up my Etsy this year. And it's been because of people that surrounded me that support my art and my hats that have really just been like, you have to do this. You can't not do it, Brittany. So it's definitely been a huge push from them more so to promote myself. And it just gets us out of the closet. You know, I feel like if we pushed Cassandra enough, maybe she'd have her art in next year.
Okay, we'll keep pushing her. But right, you told me that story. You literally sold a hat off your head.
Yeah, last year I made a hat and a shirt that matched together, and I ended up selling the hat off my head. So it's a pretty awesome experience. I ended up having one girl actually buy 4 hats last year, and I didn't have any stock by the end. So that's pretty overwhelming and just heartwarming, knowing that like they're going to go out and I don't know where they're going to. That's like the cool thing. So hopefully with my Instagram that I just built and everything else, I can see where those hats are going and see who's wearing them and who's just enjoying them to the fullest.
Thank you both for coming in and chatting with us.
Yeah, thank
you. Of
course.
Thank you so much for having us.
The 7th annual Cocktails and Creatives Holiday Shopping Night takes place Wednesday, December 12th, 6 to 10 p.m. at The Rose. Keep it dialed to 89.1 KHOL.